The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
We don't want to waste your time, so we won't. Vuse is vapor done right. Simple, sleek, stylish. Because when you find a vape that goes with everything, everything just clicks. Find Vuse at your local convenience store down the block.
Underage sale prohibited. Vuse is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRVC.
This week, we have seen the crazy phenomenon of Donald Trump being blamed for someone trying to take him out. Karine Jean-Pierre, who really puts the didn't earn it in DEI, had a meltdown when asked this simple question about Donald Trump.
Thank you, Karine. It's been only 2 days since somebody allegedly tried to kill Donald Trump again. And you're here at the podium in the White House briefing room calling him a threat. How many more assassination attempts on Donald Trump until the president and the vice president and you pick a different word to describe Trump other than threat?
Peter, if anything from this administration, I actually completely disagree with the premise of your question, the question that you're asking. It is also incredibly dangerous in the way that you're asking it, because American people are watching. And to say that from an administration who has consistently condemned political violence, from an administration where the president called the former president and was thankful, grateful that he was okay, from an administration who has called out January 6th, called out the attack of Paul Pelosi, called out and said we need to lower the temperature after the Butler incident, and now for you to make that kind of comment in your question, because your question involved a comment and a statement, and that is also incredibly dangerous when we have been very clear in condemning political violence from here.
So I'll show the rest of the clip in just a second, guys, but first, Biden and Kamala Harris are saying they're thankful for Trump being okay. Let me ask you this question. If someone is a threat to democracy, why would you want them to be okay? Seriously, why would you be thankful if a threat to democracy was okay? If there were a threat to democracy running for president, wouldn't you want them to be taken out? And some people on the left have been kind of open about this online. They've actually just come out and said, oh, dang, yeah, I wish that guy had succeeded in getting Donald Trump at the golf course. And honestly, for as deluded as they are, I commend their honesty, at least them actually kind of sticking to the premise that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, which is just so wild and not true, by the way. But let's flip the script for just 1 second, because I want to be fair on both sides. Let's say someone tried the exact same thing with Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was golfing, or I don't know what she does. She laughs for fun. So she's laughing in some room and someone goes to try to take her out and she survives. Would I be happy if she survived? Yes, I would. And you know why? Because I don't believe that Kamala Harris is a threat to our republic. Because frankly, there's just this talk on both sides. Republicans are saying Kamala Harris is going to end democracy or the republic, whatever word they want to use for the day. Democrats say the exact same thing about Donald Trump. And it's fear-mongering at the end of the day. It's BS. Is Kamala a threat to our economy? Yeah, obviously. Is she a threat to some of your prosperity? Sure. Homeownership? Absolutely. a threat to some of your freedoms? Are we afraid that she might, you know, restrict our ability to worship in the way we want? Absolutely. Are those things important? Yes. Obviously, they're important. That's why I talk about politics all day. That's why I'm voting for Donald Trump. All of that is important. Yes. Is she going to end our republic in 4 years, though? No, she's not. And it's ludicrous to believe, if you're one of those people who believes that Kamala or Trump is going to end your way of life in 4 years, you're being crazy. And the reason why is because guess what? We've had Trump for 4 years. Did democracy end? Nope, I can still vote. That's what democracy is, it's voting. That's on the Democrat side. They call us a democracy. On the Republican side, we've had Kamala Harris and Joe Biden for 4 years. Is our republic over, which is, you know, the word that we use, because we're not a majoritarian democracy, we're a republic. Is it over? No, it's not over. Has it gotten a lot worse? Sure it has. Could 16 years of this dilute our republic to almost nothingness? Absolutely it could. But again, you have no faith in the Constitution if you think one bad actor can take it over in 4 years. That's clearly not true. Obviously, one of my big fears and a lot of people's fears in 2024 is that all three parts of the government, both chambers of Congress as well as the presidency would go Democrat. That would be a much bigger problem. That's highly unlikely at this point. The Senate is almost certainly going to go Republican, no matter what happens in the presidential election. So again, the Senate can hold the line, but just this idea that democracy or the Republic is suddenly going to end is just crazy. Both have had 4 years to do it, and neither did it. Karine Jean-Pierre frankly forgets what she's talking about, so she goes to the Democrat default later in this clip of just talking about January 6th. Here's what that looks like.
What I have said about the president, the former president, about January 6th is facts. That you all have reported. It is fact. When you have a former president who basically says that the election wasn't, the results of the election were not the results of the election. When dozens of more than 60 Republican judges said that it was a free and fair election. More than 60. Said it was indeed a free and fair election. You had more than 2,000 people who were bold to go to the Capitol. It was one of the darkest days of our democracy. One of the darkest days.
Oh, January 6th. January 6th. I mean, that's just, she's so bad at her job. That's all they can go to when they don't know what to talk about. You can tell that in the middle of this, her whole job is to be a great communicator. And you can see in the middle, she just starts floundering. She has a meltdown. She doesn't even know what she's talking about. She's forgotten the premise of the question that Peter Doocy asks her. And I think I speak for a lot of people when I say that one of the biggest highlights of Joe Biden going out of office will be her losing her job. So that was Peter Doocy, a conservative journalist, going in on Democrats. Now on the other side, let's flip it. We have a Republican congressman roasting the leftist media this week as well. Byron Donalds, bless his soul, put the CNN leftist stooge in her place when she tried to debate him.
I think any serious person would also say, Congressman, that Donald Trump is a source of heated and dangerous rhetoric over months and years. I mean, even Republicans who support him and are voting for him this election have basically begged him to tone it down. So if Republicans who even support you say that you've got a problem, you need to tone it down, you've got a mayor in Springfield, Ohio, saying you guys need to tone it down because we now have bomb threats on schools in our area. There's a problem also, you know, in the general rhetoric of the campaign that the term that is never is often criticized, but that if you want to say both sides should address. But right, logically?
Well, actually, let's dig into this a little bit more. And thank you for bringing this up. Yes, we've heard from the Springfield mayor, and nobody wants bomb threats or anything like that. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have been talking about reports coming out of Springfield. J.D. Vance represents the state of Ohio. He's talking about things that his constituents have brought to him. But let's compare that to the fact that Kamala Harris, in a debate last week, she lied about Donald Trump's bloodbath comments. Why did she say that? Because she wants to invoke a negative energy around the campaign of Donald Trump, frankly, to affect these undecided voters that we talked about at the top.
What is she going to talk about? I mean, the same, Congressman, you and I have gone back and forth a lot about fact-checking that can happen.
Kate, Kate, can you acknowledge that Kamala Harris lied about the Charlottesville comments again? Something that even Snopes has debunked and said is fake news, that it is wrong, that his statements were taken out of context. Those are the direct lies coming from Kamala Harris. So if you're going to talk about the invective put into this campaign that Kamala Harris and her campaign has done, trying to invoke a negative response from voters in our country, versus Donald Trump talking about issues, whether it be in a city, or quite frankly, you could bring up Aurora, Colorado, or you could bring up Denver, Colorado, that have been overrun by illegal immigrants.
Congressman, there are lots of things can be brought up, which is also, if you're talking about lies and you're talking about comparisons, you can talk about a long list of lies. We could walk through it. I don't think it is to the benefit of voters right now for me to walk through to remind them of the lies that Donald Trump has told in the past.
So it's Donald Trump's fault for being shot out. That's what she's saying right there. Basically, the Democrat mantra is if something bad happens, it must be Trump's fault. And this is very Orwellian stuff, by the way. I recently read Animal Farm by Orwell. Maybe I had to read it in high school. I didn't have to read it in high school, but I had a plane ride, so I decided to read it. It was really good. It's a quick read. One of the things that this book has in common with 1984, which is also a really good book, I actually have it back here on the bookshelf, you can see, is that these totalitarian deep state puppets, like this CNN journalist, have to have an enemy at all times to blame everything on. So in Animal Farm, the dictator kind of blames a pig for everything. That random stuff happens around the farm, and the leader just says, oh, this pig did it. And everyone's like, oh, okay, I guess he did it, even though they haven't seen a pig in years. This is exactly what the media does in America. If the economy suffers, it's Trump's fault. Never mind if Trump is in office or not. He's not right now. If there's problems in the economy, it's Trump's fault. If there's successes, definitely Kamala Harris and Biden's, you know, their success. If illegal immigrants come into our country or crime rates go up, oh, that's Trump's fault. Again, never mind, he's not in office, he's not around. If someone shoots up a school, suddenly it's Trump's fault. Trump had nothing to do with this in the past. And I'm just talking about any example. I'm not speaking about any specific shooting. Suddenly it's Trump's fault. And if Trump himself, this is how crazy it gets, if Trump himself is shot at, it's also Trump's fault for turning up the rhetoric, because I'm sure he wanted to be shot at, which is basically what she's saying. Byron Donald's comment, by the way, speaking specifically to what Byron Donald says, his comment about how Kamala Harris lies about what Donald Trump has said in order to stoke hatred is so valid as well. Every time people make lies about what he said at Charlottesville, talking about how there's going to be a bloodbath, which I've spoken so much about what he was talking about there. I'm not even going to waste my breath fact-checking it, because it's just so ludicrous that that's the context that the media are putting them in. That is what they go to. That is stoking the violence that we're seeing in America right now. It's not Donald Trump. It's when you have a politician that gets up on stage and they say he's a threat to democracy, he said there would be a bloodbath. That is what, those lies are what stokes what's going on in America right now, what prompted a shooter to go try to take out Donald Trump. And what's the media's initial response to what Byron Donald says, which is a very valid thing that he said? Defend Kamala Harris. No, oh yeah, that's true. She shouldn't have said that. Nope, they defend Kamala, and they're so shameless about it, and it's stunning. And it's especially stunning when you see their ratings. That's what's so crazy. And there's going to be a day when the reckoning comes. But as of now, what's so stunning is that they will look you in the face. They will gaslight you. They will do it so blatantly. And people are seeing it more and more. And it's especially stunning because of their ratings. Take David Muir, for example, whose show had a 12% decrease in viewership after the debate. David Muir was that shill of a host who fact-checked Donald Trump into oblivion and never even asked Kamala Harris a meaningful question. And you know that David Muir only had liberal people watching a show too. Like, David Muir is not a show that like conservatives are watching. So you see the 12% drop off and you're thinking, oh yeah, I mean, the conservatives who watch the show didn't like that. No conservatives watch a show already. This is a liberal audience. And even they were looking at it. I mean, you have 12% of liberals turning away because it's too biased for them. What does that say? Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.